everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. The Family, a Proclamation to the World, expresses the importance of families in this life and in the next. We must strengthen the family as the fundamental unit of society, especially because the family is central to God's plan. Strong family relationships can make it so much easier to face the everyday challenges and trials of this world. And with family support and guidance, we each have the greatest chance to thrive in this life. And family is also just the kind of friendship that can last forever. Today we're going to be talking about how to strengthen your family relationships and bonds. So keep listening to find out how.
Hello, Pop.
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is second, all right?
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of wisdom, your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
We've learned that families are central to God's plan. They're the entire purpose of his plan, and because of that, Satan looks to destroy families. He knows that if he can break them apart, he can compromise God's plan for them individually. But because we know this, because we know his evil plan, we can be prepared. The most important step that we can take is to build our families upon the foundation and the teachings of Jesus Christ. You've already felt the love and the happiness that comes when you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. And you can do that for your whole entire family as well. The principles that we're instructed to establish and maintain for a successful family, as said in the Family Proclamation to the World, are faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. So we're going to go through each one of these today and kind of dissect them so that you can understand the importance to each one and how you can apply it into your life and the life of your family. The first one is faith. And faith is the first principle of the gospel. So it means putting complete trust in God. And having faith means never giving up on yourself, but also never giving up on the members of your family, and always having faith in them as well, pressing forward no matter what the circumstances. Don't just tell your family to have faith, but show them through your example. The second principle is prayer. And prayer is how we can communicate with our Father in heaven. He wants us to turn to him, not only in good times, but in bad times also. We know that our families are not perfect, that we're going to go through things individually and also together as a family. And so because of that, we need to rely on him. We need to turn to him in prayer, prayer individually, prayer as a family. And it's important to hold family prayer every day and night, and to learn the importance of communicating to Heavenly Father together. I think there's so much more power when you pray together as a group for the same thing than it might be sometimes when I'm just praying alone. It's great to feel the strength of other people, you know, and being one and being able to communicate with my Heavenly Father together. The third principle, which is so important, is repentance. Because we're not perfect, guys, and sometimes we're going to hurt, especially the people closest to us. So repentance isn't just for individuals, you know, who are working on their relationship with God, but repentance is also needed in your home, with your family. When one family member hurts another family member, teach them to quickly and sincerely tell that person, "I'm sorry." And that goes hand in hand with forgiveness. When one person is willing to apologize, the other person must be willing to forgive. So teach your family members to freely forgive those who offend them. Tell your family that just as we want the Lord's forgiveness, that we need to be willing to forgive those who offend us. A home is filled with peace when family members choose to freely forgive one another. The next step is respect. And I know sometimes, especially with those closest to us, especially our family members, we tend to forget, you know, that they have feelings as well, because we're used to just being able to be comfortable and just to say whatever we want to say. But respect is so important, and family members should show genuine respect to one another. Practice respect within your family so each of you can show it to those you meet throughout your lives. You know, as you demonstrate and practice respect in your family, then you'll be able to do that with the people outside of your family, your friends, your coworkers, or whoever you meet. You'll be able to have that respect. The next step is compassion. Having compassion means having empathy towards others and a really heartfelt desire to serve and to help them when they're needed, and also to understand and feel, you know, what they're going through. Don't pass up on an opportunity to love and to serve a family member. The way that you grow in love is by serving each other. And the last principle is work. We've all been counseled, and we read in the scriptures, not to be idle, but to be productive people. So hard work builds character. It gives us good feelings. You know, we feel accomplished. We feel like we've achieved something, and we feel satisfied. Working together on projects or chores will provide you with even more of an opportunity to grow closer and stronger, not only as individuals, but as a family. I remember growing up, every Saturday morning, my mother would wake us up really bright and early, and we would deep clean the whole entire house. And obviously, you know, as a child, I didn't like it. But looking back now that I have my own home and I have the desire to keep it clean, to work hard at it, and it helps me feel accomplished, you know, it makes me feel good. And also wholesome recreational activities. There are lots of ways that you can have fun as a family. So plan to go on a family vacation, or, you know, celebrate anything. Do the kind of activities that are going to create a meaningful bond and will also create memories for you. So remember, the most important thing that you can do is to build your family, your bond, upon the teachings of Jesus Christ to help strengthen your family. We're also going to be talking about communication and how to communicate with love. You've probably heard this before. Communication is key to making a relationship work, and it's no different for a family. Strong family relationships are developed as you have good communication skills, and as you develop those, work every day to have effective family communication. Make sure that no one in your family is afraid to be open, to be honest, and to be willing to talk about the good stuff and also the bad stuff and the hard stuff in their lives. When family members take that step into communicating, avoid harmful communication. Don't criticize, don't blame, don't lecture, don't yell. Instead, just communicate with love. And the third step is to spend quality time together. In order to form and maintain a strong, loving relationship, time together is essential. And I know sometimes that can be hard because you've got busy lives and work and the kids have school. And as your kids get older, you know, sometimes they don't want to hang out with family so much. They want to start hanging out with their friends. But teach them, let them know that spending quality time together is important. You can do everyday things like having dinner together, you know, or trying to have at least one meal together a day, attending church and church activities together, or doing outdoor activities. If you like hiking, go hiking as a family, or if you like swimming, go out swimming. Just take the time to do something that's going to edify you guys together. And make sure that when you do, especially for your teenagers, have them put their phones away, have all technology put away, and just focus on the time that you have together. Strengthening a family takes effort and time, especially as your children begin to grow. But it's so important that we do it. Just like any other relationship, the family bond needs to be nurtured and built with love. No one's family is perfect. And you might be thinking, oh man, if you only knew my family, or that's impossible for the kind of family that I have. But God made his plan for all of us, for all families, every single family, knowing that there would be real life challenges and that we would need help. So as we follow these three steps, you know, building your foundation on Christ, communicating with love, and spending quality time together, I know that you'll start seeing a difference in your home. If you didn't have the opportunity to grow up in a home where these things were present, don't let that stop you from building your family bond now. Make your family your priority and center it around Jesus Christ. Thank you guys for listening today, and stay a while. Check out our other content here on MormonChannel.org.